With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee reports 279 COVID-19 tests carried out since Friday. All are negative for COVID-19. Kaman has conducted over 30,000 tests for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19 disease. We have had 203 confirmed cases year to date, 202 people have recovered, and there's been one death, a cruise ship passenger. More COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. The changes went into effect this past weekend and clarify arrangements for visitors to hospitals, residential care homes, and prisons. They also removed the ban on vessels accessing Rum Point, Starfish Point, the Sandbar, and Stingray City. The regulations with regard to visits specify that visitors to patients who have tested positive for COVID-19 require written permission from the medical officer of health and are restricted to visiting the specified patient only and must follow all rules pertaining to social distancing and wearing PPE. For residential care homes and the prison, prospective visitors must return a negative test for COVID-19 within 3 days before the intended visit. They will have to wear PPE and maintain social distancing during the visit. The regulations remain in place until August 31st. With the islands preparing for the height of hurricane season, Hazard Management Cayman Islands Director Danielle Coleman tells Radio Cayman listeners that shelter capacity is a concern.
8% in Grand Cayman, it's 50% in Cayman Barak and 100% in Little Cayman. But the 8% obviously has always been a much lower number than we'd like.
And now due to COVID-19 social distancing protocols, we have had to cut down our current shelter capacity by half.
You know, if we carry on going the way we're going and the tests are still negative, then that won't be such an issue, unless, of course, things change with the reopening of borders.
Ms. Coleman says they've been working to increase the number of shelters by adding 8 new ones and increasing space in the current shelters. It's business, although not quite as usual at local beauty salons, as the industry takes extra measures to make sure their environment is as safe as possible. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin speaks with Samantha Bowens-Green, a natural hair specialist at Pretty Woman Beauty Salon on Eastern Avenue, says business has been pretty good since the easing of the restrictions and the reopening of the salon.
Initially, when things opened back, it was a bit of a rush, but we know based on the restriction, we had to minimize the amount of clients that we saw on a daily basis and the amount of person that were at the salon. But things were great. Most businesses opened back before hair salons, so persons wanted their hair to be done, so they were happy when salons opened. So hence why the appointments were going in really good. And sad to say, a lot of salons, quite a few have closed down, according to my knowledge. A lot of hairdressers have returned home. But those clients are now seeking new hairdressers, so we had our hands quite full, and we're really thankful for that, even though we're saddened that a lot of our colleagues had to go back home because the impact of the coronavirus on businesses here, but I'm giving God thanks nevertheless.
What changes has your salon made in keeping with the health and safety guidelines of COVID-19?
Well, in light of the changes, you know, we start off put our seating arrangement to be 6 feet apart and, you know, waiting areas, we had far less persons as opposed to, say, in my salon, we have 5 hairdressers working. So each of us would probably have one client seen and probably another waiting at times sometimes. And now we minimize it to 1 client per person to limit the amount of traffic that we have there, as well as sanitation. We sort of put some sanitation measures in place to ensure that persons were safe while they were having their hairstyle at the salon.
So, Samantha, would you say that things are back to normal at Pretty Woman Beauty Salon?
Yes, things are back to normal. I would definitely say that, especially now that we know that the country is now COVID-free for the past few days. Persons are more relaxed now, still taking precautionary measures, but persons are more relaxed. Those clients that were afraid to come out, you know, are now making their appointments, are now coming to us, and they're more relaxed, and I'm really happy for that as well.
Bowens-Green is a natural hair specialist with Pretty Women Beauty Salon. She has her own YouTube channel, New Growth Naturals, with over 14,000 subscribers and 100,000 views, where she gives helpful, practical, and simple ways to maintain your natural hair. Rainfall totals are expected to rise in the coming months. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more from the National Weather Service's Climate All-in-One Bulletin.
Every month, the National Weather Service sends out a report which breaks down some of the more interesting weather events of the last few months, as well as teeing up what's to come. According to the report, average temperatures ranged from 92.2 degrees to 72.3 degrees Fahrenheit in June, with average max temperatures around 86 degrees, which is 2 degrees hotter than the historical average for June. The rainfall totals for the past 12 months were 33% below the 30-year average. Looking ahead, the Weather Service says the country can continue to expect wet, rainy weather. Additionally, August to October usually sees between 20 and 26 inches of rain. The outlook calls for a 50% probability of above normal rainfall. Historically, during this period, there are 34 to 46 wet days. The forecast indicates the same for the next 3 months. Between 4 and 7 wet spells are expected to occur between August and October. The forecast indicates that the number of extreme wet spells might be up to 2. Looking at temperature, in April through June, the average temp was 84 degrees Fahrenheit, which was slightly above average. The usual temperature range for August to October is 83 to 84 degrees, and the outlook calls for 70% probability of above normal temperatures. Warmer than usual conditions are forecast for most of Cayman. For August to October, there's a 50% chance for at least 30 heatwave days. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The planning minister is questioned about unsafe public spaces in the Legislative Assembly Friday.
Can Honourable Minister say what are the Ministry's plans regarding the numerous land for public purposes parcels across the Cayman Islands that are not maintained, not fit for purpose, and in some cases have become health and safety concerns for our communities?
The Honourable Joey Hugh told MLA Alva Saku it is for the Developer or Homeowners Association to facilitate improvements of LPP parcels.
I wonder if you could say who is responsible for the enforcement of that requirement.
I don't think there's any mechanisms after the property has been designated as LPP. Quite often they are left in the name of the development company, and then they simply let the company fall away and don't have to pay the fees, and then 10 years later the property then becomes part of the Crown, which leaves the government in an untenable situation of maintaining or taking possession of these properties.
Mr. Saku wonders if more can't be done.
Wouldn't it make sense to then change the law to require that before they can start selling properties or people can start occupying whatever development is being built, that these things be developed into what the original intention was, which is a park? And it doesn't have to be anything expensive, but something that can be used by the community, rather than what I'm seeing now, where we have huge parcels of land that are overgrown, people are dumping garbage on them, they're infested with rodents, and people living next to them are complaining.
Mr. Hughes says government is, through the Plan Cayman process, going through a series of amendments to the relevant law.
And so certainly something I will ask my team to make a note about, that we will review it going forward.
A 27-year-old Georgetown man is charged with assault causing grievous bodily harm after an incident at a home on Pedro Castle Road Thursday. Police say officers on patrol heard a person in distress, and they provided assistance to those involved. Arresting the 27-year-old Georgetown man on suspicion of assault, they took him into custody. He was due to appear in court today. Rotaract Blue Cayman Islands wants you to put your best foot forward.
Put Your Best Foot Forward is Rotaract Blue's annual fundraiser to provide children in the Cayman Islands with new school shoes. We raise funds to buy the shoes, which are then distributed by the Department of Children and Family Services so that their clients can remain anonymous.
Vice President of Rotaract Blue, Allie McRae, tells Radio Cayman this year they want to meet a goal of more than 115 shoes. All they ask is that you wear orange on August 14th and make a monetary donation based on your shoe size.
We really are relying heavily on our generous corporate community as well as personal donations to reach this goal. To get involved with participating in the Dress Down Day or organizing a donation to the cause, you can send us an email to communityservice.rb@gmail.com.
You can also reach out to Rotaract Blue on all their social media channels.
Share my life. Take me for what I am.
Public, private, primary, and high school age students across the Cayman Islands didn't allow the COVID-19 pandemic to steal their shine at this year's National Children's Festival of the Arts.
She reached for bread and turned around, and then she caught my eye. She gave a smile and said, "Hello, I thought I would die."
The youngsters performed award-winning items virtually in various categories, including speech, drama, song, and dance. You can view all of the 2020 award winners and showcase on CIGTV's YouTube page. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.